This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Tampa Bay, Big Ed here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. It's another edition of FYI with Big Ed, and I've got a great one. This is my favorite time of year because I'm an aircraft nut, and this time of year is the 2018 version of the Sun and Fun Fly-In in Lakeland, Florida, and it is just a blast every year. I never miss one, or I try not to miss one. But I got to tell you, this year might be one of the best ones coming up. And joining me to talk a little bit about it right now is the president and CEO of International Sun and Fun Expo, John Lienhuis, right?
Absolutely, sir. John Lienhuis at Sun and Fun here in Lakeland, Florida.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. You know, I can remember, I had a friend, you know, years and years and years ago that was a flyboy. And I understand that he used to fly in and pitch a tent right underneath his aircraft.
I remember it well. Matter of fact, my first fly-in here was in 1981, and I came in a 1946 Stomp made in France, and I early biplane, open cockpit, flew in here and had a great time, and I've never missed one since then, except when I was on deployment flying overseas for your United States Navy. And the rest of the time, I kept coming in here and parking my steerman and put a tent underneath it and had the best time of my life with all these other great aviators.
Yeah, and I tell you what, for the pilots, it's just a great time. It's a lot of camaraderie going along with all the festivities that are going on out there. But let's talk about some of the fans that could come out there, the spectators, the shows that are put on out there. You have a lot of day shows and the night shows. Something I've not seen is a night show. Tell us a little bit about the night shows.
Well, the night shows are pretty new to the business. We've been doing them here now for about 10 years, and that's new in the air show industry. And we do ours on Wednesday night and on Saturday night, and they typically start right about sunset at twilight. So we have a couple of formations that go up with our lights flashing, and they do twilight formations about 10 minutes before the sun is completely gone. And then we go into a full-blown night show where there's pyrotechnics are on the wings and on the bottoms of the aircraft, and fireworks are coming off of them, and they're flying around doing this full aerobatic team. The music, it's absolutely spectacular. And then at the very end of it, we have a crescendo on Saturday night with a giant wall of fire and a fireworks display. So they're both Wednesday and Saturday night with a wall of fire and fireworks on Saturday night. And if you've never seen one, it's something right out of a Spielberg movie. It's just spectacular.
John, I know all these events are great, but you know, for 2018, is there any event this year that kind of stands out in your mind that the average fan just comes up and just gets that wow factor?
Well, the big one we got this year is Tora, Tora, Tora. Mm. They've never, ever been to Sun and Fun in our 44-year history. And these guys come with 8 airplanes. They're Japanese Zeros and Kate Bombers and a P-51 and a P-40 and a Tomahawk. And they go and do the complete reenactment of the attack on Pearl Harbor. It's just spectacular. And we got a B-17 that'll be flying in it as well. We've got 2 of them here. We've got the Texas Raider, and then we also have the Memphis Belle. The famous airplane was the first bomber to go 25 missions without getting shot down, and the crew came home to do war bonds. So just, and by the way, we've got the only living remaining crew member, the co-pilot to Jimmy Doolittle, on the Doolittle Raid from 1942. Dick Cole will be here signing autographs on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You know, John, I was privileged to check out the bomber last year, and you're still allowed to walk through it. Am I correct?
Absolutely. You can walk through it, and on the Texas Raider, you can fly in it. Mm. So it's available for paid flights, which is really cool. I've done it. It's totally worth every penny of it. It's just the coolest thing to get into a piece of hardware that was flown in 1943 and 44, and went to war with in the greatest generation. And I'm telling you, it takes you back in time as if time had stood still.
And
it's a very, very moving experience.
And it's funny you bring that up because I actually was privileged also to take a flight in it. And I got to tell you, I sat down in one of those seats and I thought to myself, boy, this is a great experience. It's a lot of fun. And then I thought back, you know, so many years ago, some kid was sitting in an aircraft like this, going out on a mission, not knowing if he'd ever come home and see his family. It just, it was really surreal to sit in that seat and feel that aircraft. I mean, this is no Boeing, you know, beautiful comfort jet or anything. A lot of things shake in that thing, and it gets your attention.
It's a shake, rattle, and roll airplane for sure.
But I tell
you, you really can't imagine what it was like to be one of those young men and women going to war until you've done it. And once you've done it in that airplane, you have an appreciation even greater than what we had for the Greatest Generation.
Now, along with these vintage aircraft, you have some of the newer ones that are out there, and also you've got a special, is it the Thunderbirds that are out there?
Well, the Thunderbirds were going to be here. Unfortunately, they had an aircraft accident, and the number 4 Thunderbird didn't make it. So they had to cancel at the last second. They canceled on Friday morning, this last Friday, and they said they would not be able to attend. So the Air Force stepped up, and they have offered up the F-16 demo team to do a full F-16 demo, and they're trying right now to get the F-22 and F-35. That's not confirmed yet, but they're working on it. And we also have the F-18 Super Hornet that's going to do a full demo as well. So we've got all the greatest fighters on the planet will be here performing. It's just we won't have the Thunderbirds and or the Blue Angels.
And did I see something about balloons out there also?
Balloons will go up on Saturday morning at 7 o'clock. That is, without a doubt, one of the coolest things you'll see as the sun rises, to have between 25 and 30 to 35, sometimes, balloons rise up and do what they call the hound and the hare race. And, of course, they're just slowly floating across the sky as the sun crosses the horizon. It's absolutely gorgeous.
And that's a great thing for the kids. You know, some of the, you know, the younger kids are a little you know, intimidated by the aircraft and the noise and stuff. But I don't know of a kid that doesn't like to see a big old fluffy balloon just launched in the air. And, you know, for kids, listen, folks, under 10, it's free. Am I correct, John?
Yes, well, 10 and below are free. 11, this is the first time you have to pay. And it's not a bad deal. It's only half price there at about $15. And if you're military or if you're a veteran or if you've got a membership in any kind of aviation organization, then it's only $30, not the standard $37, which is a sweet deal.
Once again, we're talking with John Lienhuis, who is the president and CEO of the International Sun and Fun Fly-In Expo this year, once again, in Lakeland. You know, how many years now has it been in Lakeland? It seems forever. I can't remember the last time there was one.
44 years.
Wow.
44 years.
Wow.
It started in 1975, was the first. They had a practice run in 74, and they did a full-blown one in 75, and it's been going continuously ever since. It is considered the second largest aviation expo in the world. The first one, of course, is Oshkosh, Wisconsin, where Air Venture is put on by the Experimental Aircraft Association, and they have a membership-based team, which they're much bigger than we are, and we are considered the non-denominational church of the high-speed pass. And our job is to get people to get excited about aviation and get them into aviation and join those organizations such as the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association or the Experimental Aircraft Association and become part of the flying community. We, on the other hand, then raise money because Sun and Fun is now the number one convention in Florida raising money for aviation education. I don't know if you knew that or not, but over the last 5 years, we've transitioned ourselves from just a fly-in party for pilots that the money was in and the money was out. Now the money all goes right back into education in the central part of Florida. And we teach, we provide scholarships for students to learn to fly, to fix, to design and build aircraft, become engineers. And we lead the world in pilot production on our dime. So we typically pour into the economy about $2 million every year in educational opportunities for young men and women in the region to have access to a career in aviation, help them on their way.
You know, not only do you have a lot of planes coming, you know, taking off from the ground, but you also have a lot. I love these things. The seaplanes, amazing. I love seaplanes.
Well, we'll have an albatross here. We typically do. They come in from Texas and a big old beastly airplane that sits out there on the ramp, but we don't have it. Well, right now you could probably put a seaplane on our runway and it could float, but typically you can't do that. And so today we've got a few seaplanes out there and more coming in. The weather slowed things down a little bit, but we've got a ramp full of aircraft and we've got thousands of people out here already. And you know, I guess you have to realize that our aviation enthusiasm transcends the inclement weather inconveniences. They don't care. I'm sitting here on the ramp right now, looking across at all these people staring at an Air Force C-130J being pushed back into its spot as they've just landed here a little while ago, and surrounded by airplanes and people, and they're all out there just, it's drizzling rain, and they don't care because they love aviation.
I guess I'm attracted to the seaplanes a lot because I don't know if you remember this aircraft, but my grandfather and my father actually worked for Grumman on the Grumman Goose.
Oh, really? I know it well. I worked for Northrop Grumman for a while, so I'm very familiar with the airplane.
And they had a little bit bigger plane. I believe they called that the Mallard.
The Mallard was bigger. Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
And
we're going to have a Mallard out here, but we haven't seen one of those in quite a while.
Yeah, that's why I'm attracted. I love the landing and takeoff out of the water. It's just fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about some of the different packages that people come out there. You've got different seating areas. There's going to be a ton of vendors out there and just a great family atmosphere. Some of the different packages that people can buy into to see this great event, not only from today all the way through Sunday.
Yes, sir. Well, the reality is that we have something for everyone. The general public can just buy their standard $37 ticket and walk in and sit anywhere and stand anywhere and watch the show and walk around to the 500-plus exhibitors with all the newest technology in aviation. And I tell people all the time, if you want to know what's going to be on your cell phone in the next 5 years, come to our aviation event. We've already got it in an airplane. They'll make it cheap enough for you to buy here in about 5 years. So you walk around and look at all those. There's forums. There's workshops. Learn how to work on airplanes. Talk to great people like Dick Cole, the historical folks. But then if you want to have preferred seating, $20 per person more, and you get to sit right up front. Your seat's already available for you. They store all your goodies, whatever you buy at the vendors. They got water and a masseuse out there and shade, and you can enjoy the whole show sitting there in your own little area that's cordoned off so that you have access to it, and only those that pay to get in. Or you can step it up one more layer, and you can go to the club that I'm actually standing next to. It's called the 927. That's like the runway 9, runway 27. So it's the club that's right in the center of the show. It's a enclosed, air-conditioned, carpeted chalet with high-end food. They serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner on Wednesday and Saturday night. And you can have a beverage of your choice, whether it be non-alcoholic or alcoholic, if you should choose. And all of that comes at a mere price of about $125 a day, and that includes your gate ticket as well. But that gives you access for VIP parking, VIP concierge service up to the front row chalet, and then, of course, you have beautiful chairs right out here in front of a fence line that just sits right in the middle of the air show, and you can watch that while you enjoy your favorite beverage, that you've had a five-star restaurant meal, because we don't have this brought in by just anybody. It's a five-star chef from a club, a restaurant here in town called the 1961, and it's just ultimate. I just had lunch here, and it's spectacular, absolutely spectacular. It's the best deal for anybody coming out here. Rather than buying some of the other food, you can get high-end food and a air-conditioned seating area in the center of the show line with your favorite beverage until the day's over.
And one of the most important things you need to bring for this event, you may not need it today, but is sunscreen.
I tell people all the time, if you want to enjoy our show, you got to come here in a pair of tennis shoes, shorts, comfortable shirt, and lots of SPF, whatever that is, and a hat. Oh, my gosh, don't forget the hat, because that'll keep the sun out of your eyes. And sunglasses are preferred as well. If you're looking up at the sky, you don't want to get your eyes burnt looking up straight up at those airplanes go vertical right in front of you. So there's a basic stuff. It's just comfort. Make sure you got the shoes that are right, nice, loose-fitting clothing, and sunglasses, a hat, and lots of SPF. Now, I would tell you that it's also entertaining to see some of the ladies that come out here wearing high heels. I'm wondering who they're trying to impress. But if they're comfortable in them, I'm happy for them.
That's the arm candy. That's the arm candy.
That's the arm candy. And there's plenty of that out here. Oh, my gosh.
And I got to tell you, Lakeland is just an easy place to get to right out. You know, if you're in the Clearwater, St. Pete area, to just get out to I-4, get out on I-4, and then take us from there. What exit to get off on that?
You want to get off at County Line. And once you get off at County Line, then you'll head south for about 5 miles. and you'll be seeing the signs that says turn left, general parking, on a road called Pipkin. And you go about a mile and a half, 2 miles, and turn right in. The parking lot is right there, and you're in the heart of it. And I would recommend that if you're coming over here on Friday or Saturday night, I'm sorry, Friday or Saturday day, that you try to get over here before 8 o'clock in the morning, because the lines start building up. And it's not a bad thing. It's all good. But if you want to avoid the lines, get here early. And I can tell you, when I was camping out here and I was staying out here under my tent, if had gone into town and stayed with a friend's house or whatever, then we always came back out here by 7 o'clock just to avoid any kind of traffic. So you might want to think about that one.
And how many pilots do you think just from around the country just fly in for this event for the week?
Oh, we'll have over 10,000
wow.
pilots that are flying. We'll have 10,000 movements of aircraft out here throughout the week starting today. I mean, we've got hundreds upon hundreds of them already parked out there on the ramp in the grass area on both ends of the runway. And they fly in, they stay a couple days, and fly out. So it just keeps rotating over and over. New pilots every other day or so they come from all over the country. They'll fly in from Nevada, and Illinois, and Iowa, and New York, you name it, they're flying in.
And I got to tell you, and like you said, they get, I believe they get there like a couple of days before the event even starts just to get their spots.
Well, here's a problem we had to face yesterday. We had room for the airplanes to park over the weekend because they all start flying in on Friday. But what we weren't anticipating was that the world likes to camp. Mm-hmm. And we've had, we have a lot of camping spots. But as of yesterday afternoon, before the show opened, we were almost completely out of camping spots.
Wow.
So, and we're talking thousands of campers, not a couple hundred, but almost 3,000 camping spots. And so we had to go open up an area we've never used before to start allowing people to camp in an area that's never been used, only because the whole world decided to show up even before the rain.
And this, some people just don't like, crowds that are so tight and everything. But I tell you, this thing every year is so spread out. You'd never know that,
yes.
How many hundreds of thousands of people go to this thing?
Well, we have about 200, depending on what year it is, between 225 and 250,000 people throughout the week. But because we're on 2,000 acres, it's huge. It's not as if you've got 250,000 people screaming at a rock concert. You've got 250,000 people spread out over 2,000 acres that allow people to really get to see the airplanes and not being bumped into each other. It's a walking paradise because everything's set up for the pedestrian so you can walk around without being run over. We make cars stay out of the core area so you can just casually walk around. It's really, really comfortable.
Once again, it's the 2018 Sun and Fun Fly-In in Lakeland. And if you want to get tickets, John, tell them how they get tickets right now.
You want to go online and go to www.flysnf.org. That's FLYSNF.org. And if you can't get here, then go to the App Store and type in We Love Aero, AERO. That's our, and go to the Sun and Fun app, and you can listen to our air show narrator live. You can see live applications of the flying going on out here. We've got big screen TVs that are the size of at your standard NFL game, and they're filled with flying experiences from the cockpit all the way through the interviews with the pilots and the air crew. So any of that's available online if you want to look at it at We Love Aero. And then go to, that's the App Store, and then go straight to FlySNF, our Sun of Fun Fly-In, and it has our app there. And then you can listen to the radio tower calls, you can listen to the narrator, and you can watch the show in certain areas.
But once again, you want to try to get out there, and definitely, like you said, John, the night show is on Wednesday, starts at like 7:30, and also Saturday night?
Wednesday and Saturday night, and they both start at about 7:45.
Great. John, thanks so much for joining us. It's going to be another great year at the Sun and Fun Fly-In. And although the weather's not real good today, but I think the rest of the weekend, looks like it's going to be fantastic. So
it's going to be great. That's right.
Yeah.
Right now, we're going to get through this rainstorm this afternoon, and then tomorrow morning, the sun's coming out, and it's going to be glorious all the way through Saturday. So come on out and join the fun.
That's John Lienhotz, the president and CEO of the International Sun and Fun Expo. It's the 2018 Sun and Fun Fly-In in Lakeland. Get your tickets right now and get yourselves out there for a great time. And bring the kids. If you're under, you're 10 or under, you're free. You can't beat that. John, thanks so much for joining us with FYI with Big Ed.
Roger, thank you very much. You guys have a great day. See you at Sun and Fun.
Okay. He's fired up, and you should be too. Join him out there at the Sun and Fun Fly-In in Lakeland starting today. The 10th, and it runs through the 15th, so make sure you check out there. We'll be back with more right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.